Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to all the content that I produce daily and publish at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 132, and the title is Fostering. The note reads, Foster Possibility in Other People. Here's the story behind the sticky. Developing your own skills in envisioning and pursuing possibilities is vital. Helping others to find these strengths within themselves serves a great purpose as well. When other people have the confidence to embrace their own ideas, the world becomes a more creative and opportunity-filled place for everyone. Sometimes the only nudge the other person needs to start down the path is permission. The next time another person is brave enough to share an idea with you, because it can be a scary thing to share an idea with somebody else, spend a minute or two asking them about their idea. Ask them how they came up with it, what led them down the path to this discovery, and then ask them what they think the first two or three steps toward putting this idea into action would be. Close your conversation by asking them when they think they'll start on it. When will they begin to implement step number one? Believe it or not, they may seem surprised by this question. They may be completely unprepared to answer. Most people don't think they have the authority to put their own ideas into action. They may respond with tasks that delay action, like getting a meeting with a boss or assembling a committee or creating a survey. When I see another person talking themselves out of the responsibility of seeing their possibilities through, I like to ask a question designed to shock them into action-based thinking. Something like, if you had to have this project done by the end of the week, what's the first thing you'd do? If you had to have this project done by the end of the week, what's the very first thing you'd do? This kind of question skips the permission-seeking step and drops them right into the middle of managing a deadline-sensitive project. You'll get a very different kind of answer when you ask a question like this. When you ask other people better questions, you not only get better answers from them, you also get better actions. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email update every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you a daily update with a copy of that day's graphic, that day's sticky note, the one that is drawn by hand, by me, using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track that complements that sticky note. I've been doing this since the beginning of the year, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm getting good feedback from it. It gives you additional insight into that day's sticky message and the story behind the sticky, like the one I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another story and another sticky, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.